I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Sri Lanka's Christians are facing uncertainty in the wake of the presidential election. Religious freedom is more of a concern now that the president-elect favors an alliance with nationalist parties. Glenn Penner, a voice of the Martyrs Canada, says they'll maintain a vigil because they need to keep the working church on alert.
We're going to continue to monitor this. We will continue to stay in close contact with our contacts in Sri Lanka and continue to find out where will this legislation stand. This type of legislation tends to slide in under the radar, and they try to pass it when no one is noticing.
Next, it appears that religious freedom in Belarus may become less free. Forum 18 News Service obtained a report indicating the state is upset with its failure to curtail growth in the evangelical church. Religious affairs leaders want to break up worship services by harassing, fining, and controlling religious activity. They hope to increase the pressure by December 1st. Pray that God will intervene and make their efforts futile. And the number of orphans and street children in Ghana is staggering and continues to grow. Every Child Ministries' John Rouster says their construction team just poured the foundation for an expansion that's slated for completion by the summer of 2006.
We have children waiting in the wings to come to Haven of Hope, and we are full to the brim, and so we are just starting construction on our second dormitory that will house another 30 children. And then also it'll enable us to separate the boys from the girls.
Rouster says it will also enable them to reach more of these desperate kids with the hope of Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, For the Love of My Brothers, by founder of Open Doors, Brother Andrew, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.